This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau Young Farmers Committee hosted their first ever Ag Career Fair for students throughout the area yesterday at Blackburn College in Carlinville. Mark Rushup is a member of the committee, but also serves as a district rep on the State Young Farmer Committee. I talked with Mark about the career fair and some upcoming events the group has planned. Mark, you are not only a member of Macoupin County Farm Bureau, but you also are a member of the State Young Farmer Committee. So kind of tell us about your role with that and what your experience has been so far.
Well, I'm a new committee member. This is my first time being on it. And my role is to assist counties that have young leader groups, young farmer groups, and bring their ideas to the state level, and from our state level, bring them down to the county levels.
And we're at a pretty cool event today in Carlinville at Blackburn College. It's sort of a career fair, so tell us kind of who's here and who's been invited to participate.
What this is really just a common place for the high school kids to come in and meet potential colleges that have ag fields. They can talk to them and talk about future careers. Then also here we have ag businesses from around the area, Macoupin County and other surrounding counties. They're here to talk to the kids and talk about future careers.
And several different schools were invited today. So kind of tell us the area of people that you invited.
We basically invited District 15 to come in and bring their kids to talk to other ag vendors.
Well, great. Definitely a great turnout of businesses and schools. And now I kind of want to touch on some more events that you guys have been working on. You've got a district event coming up, so kind of tell us what's going to be happening with that.
In our district, we have six counties, Macoupin, Green, Jersey, Calhoun, and Bond, and Madison. And Jersey, on June 18th, it's a Saturday, they're having a trap shoot for their young farmers to help get a budget, to help them grow and put on other social events. And it's $50 a person. And then it's at Otter Creek over in near Jerseyville.
And if people would like to participate, do you need to be a Farm Bureau member? Who's allowed to participate and who should they contact to do that?
Any groups, any people can participate. I would contact the Jerseyville Farm Bureau office over that way. If you want to go out for the day and shoot, you get a t-shirt and a small meal included.
Well, sounds like a really fun time. And also, you guys are selling tractors currently. That's part of the Young Leaders, the State Young Leaders Committee project. So share with us about that.
Oh, yeah, we're selling New Holland tractor. It's a four-drive tractor, and it has a sticker on it that says Illinois Farm Bureau, and it's to help drive out hunger in the state. And they're $60 a tractor, and all that money goes to the food bank. And we got some still available. Get them while they last.
I guess we should make it clear, too, these are model tractors. We're not selling a full-size tractor for $60. So you said all that money goes to the state. So are these sold throughout the state at multiple counties, or how does that work?
They're sold at every county. You can pick them up, come in, get a form, and order your tractor today.
All right. Well, sounds like a great opportunity to raise some money and help out local food pantries. Your young leader group or young farmer group in Macoupin County, always looking for new members and things, I assume. So share with us when your meetings are and how someone could join if they're interested.
Our meetings are a typical second Thursday of every month. We normally don't have meetings during the busy farming season, planting and harvest. We just skip those because we're farmers and that's how it is. We don't want to go to meetings. We want to go to the tractor.
Sure.
That's where we have our fun and make our money, and it's what we like to do.
For those that are interested in joining, are there any age restrictions, and should they just contact the Farm Bureau office or tell us a little of how they could join?
The age restrictions, you can start at 18 and you can be until you're 35. And if you want to join like Macoupin County, the office number is 854-2571.
Anything that I haven't asked you today that you'd like to share with us?
Farm Bureau is a great organization. They support farmers and other ag businesses, truck drivers, chemical companies. There's a whole big building up there in Bloomington full of people doing research on farmers and on our behalf. It's very impressive.
Mark Rushup, District 15 Young Farmer Representative for Illinois Farm Bureau from Macoupin County. And we'll have more after these messages. As Mark mentioned before our break, several businesses from the area were present at the career fair. One of those was Brant Consolidated. I had a chance to speak with Adam Markwell, and Adam serves as the assistant manager for Brant at their Raymond location. Adam, you do a little bit of everything around the business there, but kind of give us an update on what you guys are doing now. You said some seed deliveries, finishing up fertilizer, so what are things looking like?
Yep, you're right. We're finishing up seed deliveries. There's still a few fertilizer and anhydrous applications to take place, some spring burn down for weeds and getting that type of stuff taken care of so guys can get out there and get their planters rolling and not have to stop. And
sure, and I know this week especially it's been very wet. Last week was cold, but as you work with farmers and talk with them, what's the word? Any guys that are planting have started? What's the outlook been?
Well, there's a few guys that's got a couple fields planted around. A lot of guys were holding off with the wet weather coming and the cold weather coming. It's not good for the little corn plants out in the field, you know, in those types of situations. So they wanted to wait and see what the weather is going to do. And I think once it dries up, they're going to hit it hard and go from there.
And not only do you deal with the fertilizer and seed orders, but also the herbicide side of things. Want to touch on, we're starting out planting season and going into spring, and really that's a time to focus on weed control. So is there a common type of weed that you think is going to be an issue this year that farmers should be looking out for?
Well, no-till or minimum-till situations, I'd keep an eye on making sure you get your mare's tail taken care of. It's pretty important you get that taken care of before you get things planted, because once you get that crop up, it's a bear to deal with. But once you get the corn and bean crops up and going, of course water hemp's a big issue around, and I guess Palmer amaranth, there's been a lot of buzz about that lately. Haven't seen much of it, if any, around the area, but that's a good thing. So man, just keep an eye on those three weeds. I think's the main ones.
And you are a business, so I'd like to give you the opportunity. Always looking for new business.
Oh, yeah, we're always looking for new customers. So if anybody's looking to make a switch or unhappy where they're at, we're always looking for new customers anywhere from, you know, south of Raymond to up north of Bloomington. We cover the state of Illinois. So, I mean, if you need anything, give us a call.
Adam Markwell, the assistant manager for Brant in Raymond. And if you would like to contact Adam, you can do so by calling him at 217-971-7736. And that's all we have for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.